This is Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
Okay, I'm Albert Bates. We're here with Declan Kennedy, and we're going to talk about permaculture. So could you introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Declan Kennedy, born and brought up in Dublin, Ireland. And then I was exported, as so many children are, from Ireland. But I went to Germany instead of to other English-speaking countries. And so I've been living now almost 60 years in Germany.
How did you get involved with permaculture?
Through the fact that I was looking for an answer to the inferior quality of life and food in the large city of then West Berlin. And then happened on this man and his student, and they had just put together the first concepts of a permanent agriculture, which was moving towards permanent culture. And I saw that there was not only a concept, but there was a terrific possibility of expanding this, because already I had been working with Doxiadis in Athens on the holistic concept of planning called ecistics, which is ecos, you know, the same, the household, the science of human settlements. And I'm still trying to get the permaculture principles going in human settlements and in urban settlements.
Given what you've experienced over these many years now, are you, and knowing what you might about the climate situation and other threats to humans, mm-hmm. are you hopeful or not?
It sort of oscillates. I sometimes think we're so darn stupid, you know, that we would even get ourselves into this position. And what the hell are we doing with all the fantastic universities and all the fantastic scientists we have? And we're messing up the world more and more as we go along. And then I realized here and there are lots of initiatives of mainly non-scientists, but often then being supported more or less by the science. And they are simple people. They are people who have not lost their values. And that's what happens with this wonderful thing that's supposed to be university. Yeah? We lose our values through all sorts of other preoccupations and, you know,
jacking
and that sort of thing. I mean, we've got to a ridiculous situation. But I come to a meeting like this then, and, you know, here am I, over 80, and I'm corresponding with the teenagers and the 20-year-olds better than I'm corresponding with my own age, or even the ones in between, with exceptions, obviously. But I can almost talk to any 20, and they'll have a question and answer, they'll have a discussion, we'll really get into depth. It's just beautiful. So that's my hope. My hope is, in point of fact, there is a sort of an exponential curve going in the collective intelligence. And I think that's what's going to save us. Because we don't have to save the Earth. We have to save ourselves from our stupidity and from our problems. But as we say in permaculture, you know, the problem is the solution. And there is so many solutions there that I can see, if we really got down to it, we could do it very, very quickly. Yeah, maybe before I get to be 100.
Well, I hope to be there then. I'll come to your birthday party. Very good.
That was the German permaculture activist and visionary Declan Kennedy, as interviewed by Albert Bates. Albert is the author of books like The Biochar Solution, Carbon Farming and Climate Change, and The Post-Petroleum Survival Guide and Cookbook, Recipes for Changing Times. He is the host of the Great Change blog at peaksurfer.blogspot.ca. Get all those links in my own show blog, published every Wednesday at ecoshock.info.
You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org.